You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
My favorite, it's Judd's Hockey Show.
And welcome into Judd's Hockey Show. While losing 4-3 tonight in the shootout against the Rangers at Madison Square Garden, it's Judd, it's Declan. It was a very entertaining hockey game. It was fun to watch. It didn't go the Wild's way, but they got a point, and I would contend they're fortunate to get a point. But Dex, I want to start here. Because I think we saw tonight, and this is so, since we've done our last show, the Wild lost to St. Louis on Sunday. They lost tonight in a shootout, and they lost on, I believe it was Saturday night, if I have my days right, to Buffalo in overtime as well. So they've gotten some points, but here's my issue with tonight's game. As much as I enjoyed watching it as a hockey fan, there's nothing that drives me more nuts, and the Wild did actually rectify this for a portion of the third period. But the Rangers are a very skilled, talented team. Adam Fox is unbelievable on the blue line. Keandre Miller, same exact thing. Local kid, unbelievable goal tonight. Mm-hmm. They certainly have some talent up front. And tonight what struck me, and I tweeted this after the second period, is when the Wild starts to think that they can play these games with teams like this, drives me absolutely crazy because of this. They've got Kaprizov, who's a phenomenal talent. They've got Zuccarello, who came back from a two-game absence and is a talent as well. But when you have, like, the second period, the Ekline, trying to skate with the Rangers, I have one question. What are you doing? You've got to play a heavy game. You've got to play your style. You've got, I mean, I hate to say it as a hockey fan, but you've got to make the game more boring, not more exciting. And I mean, Fleury got some good fortune tonight. There were definitely some posts, but I thought he played spectacular as well. And, you know, the Buffalo game and the Rangers game, dude, if you're going to turn these into track meets, you're not going to win. Like the Buffalo Sabres on Saturday were a more talented team. Like, they've got higher end skill. The Rangers, same exact thing. And so I guess I'm perplexed by, again, it comes back to the identity thing. Why the Wild thinks they have the lines and the defensive pairings to skate with teams like this really confuses me. You want to slow the game down. Kaprizov and Zuccarello can do what they want, and I'm cool with that. They're fun to watch. But, you know, the grief line, there were times tonight where I thought the grief line was trying to play high speed, up tempo, skilled hockey. I got news for you, man. You do that, there are a lot of teams that you are not as good as. You got to slow this game down. The Wild, far too often tonight, didn't do that.
I liked Ek's game tonight. I thought Ek himself had a better game. But it did feel like they tried to get into a couple too many track meets there. I don't know if Zuccarello was happy to be back in New York and was trying to show off a little bit. Obviously, he has the great goal and the great shootout goal too, so I'm not trying to discredit his performance, but his turnover obviously led to the what was the first game tying goal to make it 2-2. So that obviously wasn't great. And I mean, when you go up 2-0 against this team, or when you get a good lead against the Rangers, you got to walk away with 2 points. I know they get the point, and they have a hell of a penalty kill at the end of the overtime period before the shootout where they eventually fall. But yeah, I just thought they didn't play their game tonight. They got off to a nice start. They were able to build a lead. Fleury, yeah, was fine tonight. Ballsy decision to go for the poke check there on Panarin. I don't know if I agree with that.
I thought he played a great game outside of the shootout. I thought he was really, really good. And got some breaks, got some posts.
Yep. Yeah, he got some breaks, got some posts. I mean, the Rangers also missed numerous opportunities. The one from Trocheck early that he should have tipped in 9 out of 10 times.
There were two from Trocheck at least that were missed.
Yeah, Fox had a big game. I mean, I personally, as you kind of said at the top, as a hockey fan, I honestly love watching the Rangers. I mean, Mika, yes, Panarin and Fox, and obviously Igor, it's really cool hearing MSG chanting his name during the shootout and stuff. But yeah, I just thought the Wild kind of got away from their identity, if you will, and it cost them a point.
Yeah, the odd man rushes that the Rangers got, especially in the second period, and I got to look at my notes here. So in the second period of this game, Declan Goff, the Rangers outshot the Wild 21-10, and the odd man opportunities. And again, it's a fun game to watch, but you are not good enough to do that. I don't know when they're going to realize, because there are stretches where they play what they should play. Like there are stretches, we've seen it, where the Wild plays the style that they should play. But then it's like this temptation to get in a track meets. And it's like, you guys can't do that. You're not, Zuccarello and Kaprizov probably can. Okay. I mean, Matt Zuccarello and Kaprizov are talented enough to do things that most human beings can't do on skates. And I applaud that. That's cool. That's fine. But, you know, from the second line down, there are things where you have to pay attention to detail, where you've got to muck things up. Louis said it in the third period, and he was right, but it was also an indictment of the second period. You know, the Wild got so sloppy in the neutral zone, and that's not acceptable. Like, this team has to decide, do you want to have games in which you just consider yourself to be good and skate with teams, or do you want to play a style to go back to the games that we have talked about when we have applauded them the most, which are playoff style games, but those games aren't necessarily pretty. Like, you are not going to maximize your points by trying to play pretty. You're going to maximize your points by trying to play as hard and heavy of a game, not a goon game, but I'm talking about hitting guys consistently. I'm talking about taking the man. I'm talking about, you know, that first goal, Miller, and it's a gorgeous goal, but what is Boldy doing? You know, he loses that puck. I believe the defenseman was pinched in. So Johnny Merrill, I think, is the one guy back. He got no chance.
Yeah, I know that was
You know,
bad.
It's hopeless. And so that's the thing about it. If you want to go, especially two decks on the road, like you're on the road, to get your 2 points, you've got to, A, work your ass off, and B, it's got to come through a certain style of play. And the Buffalo game, and this game in particular, I don't think it's fair to Fleury to basically go, okay, dude, you know what? We are going to play Edmonton Oilers 1986, and you're Grant Fuhr. Because he makes these unbelievable saves, and he's, what, 37, 38? Certainly not a young man. But that's – if this is what you're going to do, you're not a playoff team. Like, you'll make it probably, but that's not a style that's exemplary of a playoff team. And I guess what gets me is from – the head coach on down, most of these guys know that.
Mm-hmm. I think, looking back at the Lightning game from, I believe that was last Wednesday or Thursday, I forget which one it was, where, I mean, the Wild played their game. They ground one of the best offenses in the league, and yep, they were all over them for three periods. They scored 5 goals, the fifth being an empty netter, but they were all over the Tampa Bay. And that wasn't because they were going in a track meet against Tampa Bay, because if you're going against track meet against Tampa, with the Wild's personnel, you're going to lose the majority of the times. Where these last other games, it just feels like, I mean, they've gotten some points out of it, so it's not completely for nothing. But at the same time, tonight, I think that it's just a loss of, you were up big on the road against another really good team and only walk away with one, obviously feels like, you know, you left one on the board there, if you will. And I saw a comment here from it was Logan here, and says Matt Boldy has been turning the puck over like crazy, probably needs to sit a game. I don't believe sitting in a game is an issue, but now just one goal now in 12 games, last 12 games. I mean, we talked about Fiala being a very streaky player, and he certainly is, and he's having a great year at the Kings, but
yep,
Boldy too. I mean, Boldy has games where he just looks miserable. And I don't know, Judd, if this is maybe him overcompensating for the fact of he doesn't have the dynamic playmaker like Kevin Fiala setting him up and vice versa. But there are stretches. Now, this is the second of a stretch this season where over a sample size of 6 to 10 games, he does not look very well. He does not look like he's playing a good game. He's been sloppy with the puck, to Logan's point here. Again, I don't believe in sitting him. That's not what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. But he has certainly, he misses Kevin Fiala.
Yeah, now I think the past two games when Zuccarello was out and Boldy played on the first line, I actually liked some parts of his game. Tonight it appeared to me that he was having a hard time adjusting back to playing, and this is on him, so I'm not trying to blame the guys he's playing with, his line mates, but it looked to me like he was having a hard time, Dex, adjusting back to playing with Goudreau and Hartman, and I'm not completely shocked. But yeah, I just, look, we've talked about this for quite some time, and as Dan says here, Boldy needs help. I still think if you're Bill Guerin, you've got to be trying to trade if you take this team seriously, which I think Bill does. But if you take this team seriously, I think you've got to be trying to trade still for a top six guy. Because I just, I'm a little bit confused about Boldy. But we saw him with Fiala. And when he plays with Kaprizov, or he plays on the power play, we see it too. There's some high-end skill there that I don't think is drawn out one iota by playing with Goudreau and Hartman. Now, that's partially on him, too, so I'm not absolving him at all. But if you want to maximize him, I think you need at least one more guy. It could be a center. It could be a wing to pair him with, who is more his speed. Because, you know, go back. If you watch the Buffalo game and the Blues game, and he's on that first line, there's definitely a level, and I'm not trying to say it's always consistent, but there's a level of his play that you see that's just not capable of being produced with those two. Goudreau and Hartman are, they're guys. They're just guys. And Hartman, I mean, last year now, to me, Declan, is so clearly, fluke's probably not the right word.
Not the right word, yeah.
But, you know, but last year for Ryan Hartman was such a one-off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I you know, if you want to get the most from Boldy, I think playing him on the line that you're playing him on is not going to do that. And yeah. I don't know. You know, I don't want to just pardon it because, it, you know, he's got to take responsibility. But I also see a guy who's on a line with a couple of guys who are probably grinders, and he's far more at his most than a grinder.
And look, I see people on the YouTube channel, by the way, hit the subscribe button for daily minute, sort of sports entertainment. Look, Sammy Walker, he played great. A lot of people saying the same thing, call up Sammy Walker, and there could be a case to be made that you have an internal option there. But I like Sammy's speed, and Boldy needs a spark, so I'm not opposed to it. But yeah, I think it takes something more. It's going to take something more than just calling up a guy from Iowa who was a decent college hockey player and is a good, and obviously has a small sample size showed us that he could play a little bit, but he needs a little bit more than that. And yeah, I think Guerin might know that. And look, he's been a buyer at the deadline big time last year. I wouldn't be surprised if they did something again at this year's trade deadline. But if there's going to be anything that they move pending a significant injury where someone they lose that is really part of their core, it's going to be something to probably help out their offense. And they'd be wise to do so.
I agree completely. You know, tonight's game, a fun game to watch. But at a certain point in time, I had to go get myself.
Certainly. Good for you. I'm still sipping my dryish January. This is my ginger ale. This is just ginger ale. I know it looks like whiskey.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. But you know the place to be to watch this game or any Wolves or Wild game or Vikings game that's more fun than your house? Park Tavern, St. Louis Park, Louisiana Avenue South. It's a place that has been a staple of the community here in SLP for more than 42 years. It's open 365 days a year. They've got bowling. They've got two bars. And you know what they also have? They have you. They have your back if you have a group. And I don't mean a group of 10. I don't mean a group of 15. I mean a party. I mean a fantasy league draft. I mean something big, 40, 50 people. Guess what? Park Tavern has you covered. And right now you're saying, yeah, but Judd, I call them. I still got to do a ton of work. No, you don't. Cheryl and her crew are going to take care of you. It's this simple. Go to parktavern.net, parktavern.net, or call them 952-929-6810, 952-929-6810, parktavern.net. Book your group today. And you know what? Drop by and say hi, because I'm going to tell you right now, Sports Dad is the official sports bar of Sports Dad, and he is at the end of that bar quite a bit. Do you know what I knew when tonight's game had jumped the proverbial shark, Declan Goff?
Hit me. What do you got?
Third period, Actually, this was a cool looking play, but Dean Evason's not looking for cool. When Erickson Ek tried to put the puck between his legs and he hit the post.
Yeah. Yeah.
But okay. Can we, I mean, come on, dude, you're the third line guy. You're really, I mean, I admire him. The PK at the end of OT was phenomenal. So I love the guy. Don't hear me. Don't get me wrong here, but Declan between the legs, Kaprizov move.
Yeah.
Do you think Dean looked at that and thought, oh, that's awesome. Or what the bleep are you doing?
I know our guy, friend of the show, Bill Guerin, mocked me when he told me straight to my face, well, straight on my face in this podcast, that he has a lot more skill than you think he does in Joel Eriksson Ek about over a year ago. And that was true. Yep. He does not have that much skill. And I think Bill can also agree with that, too. Yeah, I mean, his workmanlike, look, Louis was praising him up and down the broadcast. And I love having Lou Nanny, also a friend of the show, on the call. He brings so much insight and so much more things that, it's amazing how a guy who has been around the game for as long as Lou has in so many different capacities can make one of the most difficult games to watch that has so many intricacies that go right over even common people's heads or let alone people who think they're big time hockey fans. And he can explain them in ways that, oh, wow, I never really thought of it that way. And it really makes a lot of sense. It's an art form of what he does. And Ek does a lot of good. That PK was huge. He had a big clear. He does a lot of good things. But the puck between the legs trying to basically get on SportsCenter is not the best recipe for Joel Eriksson next game. And if he wants to get on SportsCenter, that's probably the only way he gets on SportsCenter because that's the NHL these days and for his own sake. But yeah, I would avoid that. Worry about the sticks and the lanes, doing all that dirty work, cleaning up those loose pucks in front of the net. Then we can talk. But yeah, I would not advise to him playing a little Kaprizov game.
All right, second gripe here, and I saw this in the Blues game that, you know, the Wild got shut out somehow. It got a ton of shots, what, attempts, like a, I think a season-high 82 attempts on goal or shots. Huso was outstanding for the Blues, but for the second consecutive game, I saw at least one, if not more, turnovers by Matt Dumba.
Yeah,
you got it. Can this please get cleaned up a little bit? I feel like Brodin at times, who I love, but I feel like Brodin is bringing the puck out himself now just to be like, we got to get this puck out. But there was another, you know, Dumba, just these irresponsible, throw it up the middle. They get picked off at the blue line and they get chances. I understand that the Wild probably eventually would like to trade him. He is not going to sit. But all of that being said, those are the type of things that will absolutely derail you and kill you. And again, I'm going to go back to, I don't think it's fair to Fleury to basically rely on him. Like he, you know, save 40 shots, save all these tough shots. I think he's played great. And I think the support these last, well, for him, the Buffalo game, in this game and the Buffalo game, he took responsibility for, which was stupid. It was not his fault. But you know, be smart with the puck, dude. Matt Dumba throwing the puck out of the zone and getting picked off is a recipe for a disaster.
I don't know if they'll trade Dumba at the deadline. The team's still playing well enough where they'd have to be probably blown away to get the offer they'd like to give, get the right offer to bring in here. But you're watching the final days of Dumba in a Wild uniform. I mean, this is the final season.
I think they trade him.
They could.
I think Faber, I think once the Gophers season is done, I'm pretty sure he can step in.
But they can't. He's not eligible for playoffs, right? Because of the new rule. Because of the rule of the Kaprizov.
I think the rule is, I think he is actually. I'll have to look that up, but I think he can play.
Okay.
But all of that being said, it's just like, you're playing with Brodin, who's among the most responsible, just fantastic. I mean, Brodin and Spurgeon do the little things so well. They just do the little things. So their attention to detail is phenomenal. And then to see Dumba just irresponsibly try to make a dumb pass, it drives me crazy. Because again, this team isn't good enough to do that. Like you're not. Aside from two players, you don't have enough high-flying talent to be like, oh, we just gave up a bad goal, but we'll get that one back. And we're going to see that more. You know, when this team scores multiple goals per game, when this team plays well, this team is doing the little things right. They're taking the body. They're forechecking. And tonight again in the Buffalo game, we saw far that like it's like the Wild's like, oh, track meet, let's go. It's like, no, you're not going to do that. And when you're throwing pucks out of the zone and you're doing it up the middle of the ice and it's getting picked off at the blue line, I mean, that is literally a recipe for losing games.
Absolutely. Yeah. They just got to be cleaner, man. They got to be cleaner and not be throwing pucks away and just playing their heavier style. And it'll translate to more wins. I mean, I know that they've gotten a couple points here, but they would obviously would like to certainly have more of the winning ways that they showed last week against Tampa Bay and the winning ways that they've been playing for almost the last 2 months here. But, and they got a tough stretch. They're on the road a lot. So it's going to be tough to pick up all these points, but you don't want to keep leaving points on the board like they have been.
Last thing, the too many men call on OT. What was Dean upset about?
Player, it was obvious.
I couldn't see who that was. He stopped. And why do you stop?
Was it Goudreau? It was too many men. There was no debate. I didn't. You can't see it on the TV broadcast because they were obviously moving the camera. But yeah, he never got off, and that's what Louis. I mean, you gotta get out. I love the Dean expletives. I love the camera facing on him because it's gold every single time.
But he looks like he's constipated.
But Dean, Dean had no right to be upset about it. It was the right call, unfortunately. And luckily, the Wild were able to kill it off, but still weren't able to get the two.
Exactly right. All right. Last thing is, I do want to talk about my friends at Livia Weight Control Centers. I don't know if you have the ability to throw up pictures.
I have the old one. Remember this guy?
Oh, I remember this guy. Okay, the guy on the left. That is Judd before Livia. The guy on the right, that is Judd after, down 40 pounds. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a new year, and you might be thinking, you know what? Those pictures look good. And if Judd Zolgad, if Sports Dad can lose the weight, I can too. And for a new year, I want a new me. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Livia program, number one, it works. Number two, it's simple. And number three, it's not just about the immediate weight loss, because this isn't a diet. It's a weight control center, which means it is a plan that's going to help you with their dietitians keep the weight off. And right now you're saying, okay, I'm intrigued, Judd, but what's the price? You get right now with the Judd offer, the Sports Dad offer. If you call them and probably say Judd, because say Sports Dad, they might say who. But if you say, I want the Judd offer, 50% off the program. That's exactly right. 50% off the program right now, available to you. 855-GO-LIVEA. Livia, LIVEA.com. Livia.com. That is how the weight loss starts. It'll be a new you. And the best part is you're going to keep the weight off.
Hit the subscribe button for Daily Minnesota Sports Entertainment right here. This is Judd's Hockey Show. Thank you to Livia. Thank you to Park Tavern. Go check them out. Helps us out too at Score North when you mention those sponsor names, of course. We'll be back later this week. A lot of road games for the Minnesota Wild coming up. So probably some post-game editions and even some day after editions, if you will, of Judd's Hockey Show. We'll be talking at you soon.